I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
About to be a great night.
Really good tonight.
Yeah, this is one hell of a night.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Yes, Ray, for Hollywood. We so enjoy our weekly visits, our almost weekly visits. If there's Cardinal baseball, we don't get to enjoy our weekly visits with our own Sean Michael Lyle, a man who has seen it all, a man who's done it all. He's been everywhere. He's met everyone. It's an incredible life that he has led. Coming out of the wealthy streets of Hollywood, California, out of the Hollywood Hills, where he studied broadcast. And today, as we inaugurate the opening of the NFL season. Have you met many NFL greats?
Yeah, well, I've met quite a few NFL football players. Yeah. And I was trying to think of some of the ones that I've met. Being somebody who covered the San Francisco 49ers when I was in San Jose.
Yeah.
Because they've not always, but for the longest time, they were a Santa Clara-based team where they play now.
Right.
And back then, I was there when they actually got the process rolling to build the new stadium in Santa Clara. But they were a Santa Clara-based team already. I mean, that's where their offices and training right. and everything was. So I got to cover them on every day except Sunday. So I got to cover some of the 49ers. And Joe Montana.
Oh, Joe Montana, the greatest.
Tom Brady's the greatest.
I agree.
But Joe Montana is a better person. Did I say that?
You did say that.
So anyway,
good guy, Sean Michael. Joe Montana.
He's more fun.
Yeah.
He's a very nice man, and he
Notre
had
Notre Dame alumni.
he had his wife there with him.
Oh, so. There she was.
Of course, Tom Brady is actually from the peninsula. He's from San Mateo, which is right by Santa Clara. So, they're very nice. I don't remember what we talked about. There was some event going on.
You didn't have iced tea with him on the beach?
No, no, we didn't. We just, it was a media thing, so I met with other media
Jerry
people.
Rice? You ever?
Jerry Rice also was the same
perhaps
thing.
Perhaps the greatest receiver in the history of football.
Yeah, there was something going on in Silicon Valley. It was an outdoor event, and they brought him out for that. That's where, like, Andy Lee, who's still punting, he lost to the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yes, he did.
But he's like 40 years old. He's still punting. He and his wife have a foundation when he was with the 49ers as well. So a lot of 49ers and some Raiders. Sterling Sharp, who was a great football player.
Tight end.
For the Green Bay Packers.
Totally.
When he started, after he was done playing football, he got into sports broadcasting, and I actually helped him out a little bit on that.
How about that? Shawn Michaels teaching the great Sterling Sharp.
So when I ran into him every now and again, I'd give him tips because he'd do what's called a stand-up for television, and I said, well, here's some things that you could do to...
What kind of advice would you give?
Oh, I don't even remember. Yeah. He was such a rookie. Yeah.
What about Hancock and Kelly? Why don't you give us
a couple of points?
I don't know. I haven't seen you do anything wrong yet.
So. Really? Oh, thank you. Perfection is usually hard to critique.
He's working out. He's not listening to the show.
Perfection's hard to critique.
Well, I think if I remember right, telling Sterling Sharp the difference between things that are serious and not serious, and making sure that you separate them, because when something good happens, you're talking about something good, smile and perk up, and when you're talking about an injury, that's bad. So I remember kind of helping him deliver various expressions. Like I say, he was absolutely brand new at it, and this was in California where he began doing that. Now I think he's on NFL Network.
He is. Did you grow up a 49ers fan?
49ers, Raiders was the other team as well.
Right.
Yeah, so, but one of my favorite, and Randy Cross, I met Randy Cross a few times as well. He's also another broadcaster. I never gave him any tips. He didn't need it. He's really good.
He is very good.
But one of my favorite encounters for football was, remember the Pittsburgh Steelers when they were winning those Super Bowls? There was a guy named Roy Girella who was their kicker.
Oh, Roy Girella, the kicker, yeah.
Yeah, and he had put his hand on the on Terry Bradshaw's back, whoever was holding for him,
right.
Put his hand on his, and look down and never look up at the uprights. And he put his hand on his back so that he would know where he's going to kick from. So anyway, he'd kick from there. And so Roy Girella, he went to New Mexico State University. And when I was down in Las Cruces at a golf tournament, I talked to Roy Girella and I did an interview with him, actually. And he was doing the coolest little thing. And that is, it was a charity golf tournament. And so he was on one particular hole, and if you gave him, I think it was 20, 50 bucks, I don't know what it was. It had to be 20 because it was New Mexico.
Yeah.
Nobody had $20 bills in New Mexico. But if you gave him 20 bucks for the charity, what he would do is from the golf tee, he would punt the football. I mean, he was a place kicker, but it's easier to kick. But anyway, he'd punt the football down the fairway, and wherever it landed, you got to tee off from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Roy Girella punting the football.
He was punting it because any place kicker, they can punt it as
sure,
well.
Sure, of course.
But, he was doing, I don't know, about 40, 50 yards.
Nice guy?
Yeah, he was really nice. Yeah, and he took the time to talk to everybody. He's got these big eyes, big, round face. And he's Canadian, of course. He's nice.
It's interesting to me that a third of the points scored in the NFL are scored by punters and kickers.
Think
about that. Because we really don't know the kickers' names. They're not household names. But
of course we do.
I bet between the three of us we could name every quarterback in the NFL, a starting quarterback. But I don't think we could name even half of the kickers in the NFL.
Well, when you think of like an Adam Vinatieri,
there's one.
He's retired.
But here's the only thing I would say about that. What sport are we talking about?
Football.
What ball?
Football. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the most points are scored by?
The kickers.
By what part of the body?
Yeah. The hand.
The foot.
Yeah.
No, not really.
The scoring leader.
Only a third of the points.
The scoring leader is almost always a kicker.
Is the guy who scores with his foot in football.
That's right.
Yeah. See, it's okay to call it football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels right about that.
Okay.
3 points for a field goal, Michael.
I understand the scoring of football here. Yeah. We don't have to explain it to me.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that it only makes sense that the guy with the foot is the guy who scores the most points.
I don't know. Doesn't seem to get much attention during the season or the off season. Nobody who'd you draft as your kicker?
Nobody cares.
I talked to,
who was it? I can't remember. It was a guy who was, they were playing in London. And I wish I could remember the player, but he was playing in London and he said the most amazing thing that this was early in the days when they first played NFL over in London.
Right.
He says that they were playing a good game and they scored a touchdown. Yeah. They ran for a touchdown. Everyone went like that. He says, but when they punted, because he was a kick receiver, he says, when they punted, everyone went, oh! Yeah. Everyone thought that the punt was the coolest thing. Yeah. Not when the guy caught it and ran it back, right. But the punt itself.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I mean, you're sending that sucker 50, 60 yards down the field like that. That's impressive stuff.
Yeah, but it's meters over there, right? They don't talk yards over there.
Well, if they're playing American football, they're talking yards. All right. I mean, you don't have meters.
I don't know.
They didn't know what those numbers were on the field. They probably
did. They just looked at them. Yeah. Kind of like how I feel. I find myself late at night sometimes, maybe after a long evening out, I'll watch cricket on TV and try to figure out the rules while I'm, you know, sitting there.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, and you give you a paddle.
Right.
You know, what skills involved in that? You know, try hit a round ball with a round bat. Now you're doing something.
Right.
It is a round ball.
Yeah, but they got a paddle.
They got a paddle, but it bounces off the ground.
Yeah.
And how could an American baseball pitcher not be like a great cricket thrower? They wouldn't have to do all that funny run.
Yeah, the bowler.
The bowler. They wouldn't have to do the funny run. They could, throw the ball and curve it in there and stuff.
You're a cricket aficionado.
No, but I was going...
But it is called bowler.
But I was going... Yeah. What I was going to say, though, is that you can't get an American pitcher to last five innings. I mean, cricket lasts like 3 days.
It does.
Yeah, they are long games.
I've gone out and I've watched cricket a few times, when the clubs are playing, and I couldn't figure it out. And when they tell me what the final score was, I say, oh, that's great. Who won?
Who won? The guys in white. Okay,
I look at the score, and I can't tell who won. It's like, okay, I see a bunch of numbers, and I don't know which is the winning number. So.
That's how I was in math class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good.
Anyway, in our business, you meet a lot of athletes, mostly former athletes.
Well, I've never met the people you've met. That's all
well,
I can tell you.
Just today, we had Kevin Killeen talking with Ozzie Smith.
How about that?
Yeah, see? Can't get better than that.
I wonder how Ozzy was doing after that combo.
He was standing up for the fans because Kevin thought that the baseball game had turned into much of a circus.
Our man in Hollywood, Sean Michael Lyle, is kind enough to grace us with his presence yet again. When we come back, it's time for What's Trending. That's next on KMOX.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly. Sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. On News Radio 1120, KMOX.
He is the King of Pain. He joins us every week at this time. We go now to the celebrity guest line where we're joined by Braxton Payne. Top of the evening, Braxton.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you both?
Fine. Do you find yourself in front of the television watching the football game or just listening to the radio here on KMOX of the dulcet tones of Hancock and Kelly?
I am watching television, but I am not watching the football game.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
What else is on a Monday night?
Well, you know, there's shows. It's actually one of the trending topics. So we've got two options tonight. It's pay to play.
Okay.
And does anyone watch me anymore?
Ooh. Let's go pay to play.
Pay to play.
Pay to play. So I don't know if you all know this, but, you know, the beautiful college football is now back on our televisions every Saturday.
Yep.
And I enjoy watching them. I know Michael does. John, I'm not sure about you. I'm sure you watch it in passing. You know,
I do.
Yes, and it's just really good to be back. But one of the things that I find that's really interesting, I don't know if you know this, but colleges pay other colleges to come play at their universities.
Yeah, the good schools pay some of the lesser schools so that they can just beat the snot out of them.
Yeah, so it's kind of, you know, they have them come play at their university. It's great for the smaller schools to get money into their program. You know, a lot of times it helps them, you know, pay for not number one travel, but also to upgrade their facilities in the long run. This has been a longstanding tradition, you know, and you know, throughout college football. For example, you know, when SEMO plays at Mizzou, for example, you know, SEMO gets a big check from Mizzou for them to come play. But I thought what was interesting what happened this weekend is that three games that this situation happened, and I'll go through them. So the first one, though, was Nebraska paid Georgia Southern $1.423 million
$1 million.
To come play at Nebraska, and they lost. Nebraska lost to Georgia Southern. Which I don't think anybody knew who Georgia Southern was before this. I do know one fun fact about Georgia Southern, which neither of you will know who he is, but Cole Swindell, he's a country music artist.
I know who
he is. Georgia Southern. So he went to Georgia Southern. So that was one situation this last Saturday.
All right, they got $1 million to go to Nebraska.
And beat them.
I don't know if I'd go to Nebraska for $1 million, but that's...
Oh, I'll go. Come on. Who's got $1 million? I'll go.
Side note with Nebraska, as you may know, their coach got fired.
Yeah.
Former USC coach, and he got a $15 million payout get fired.
Can you imagine getting $15 million to leave?
I'd love to get fired for $15 million.
Totally.
I mean, you can retire. I mean, and the thing is they wanted him gone so bad that if Nebraska would have waited until October 1st, they would only have to pay him $7.5 million.
Wow.
Half of that.
Did you guys hear about Ed Ogeron?
So bad.
Did you hear the Ed Ogeron interview, Coach O from LSU?
Uh-uh.
He's telling the story about getting fired. He went into the office of the
athletic director. They told it like this.
Yeah. And they said, Coach, things aren't working out, and we're going to need to part company, and here's the package. And he said, I looked at that package and I said, what door do you want me to go out and how fast?
Can you imagine? You get $15 million to leave Nebraska. Heck.
I mean,
you can afford to not live in Nebraska anymore.
He coached two games for Nebraska.
That was it.
That's crazy.
Two whole games.
And got canned.
Yes. So the next one, which was they paid Texas A&M. You know, the famous Texas A&M, the 12th man, everyone.
One
of the best, blah, blah, blah. Paid $1.5 million to Appalachia State to come in and beat them on their home turf.
Another $1 million to
that
get your...
shocking.
I don't know that I want to hear what the third one is.
I think I know what the third one is.
My personal favorite of the weekend is that the, you know... my opinion, one of the worst, colleges in the United States, Notre Dame,
the Fighting Irish,
paid paid Marshall, which, where's Marshall? I had Texas, to Google it. They're in Huntington. They're in Huntington, West Virginia.
No.
Paid $1.25 million to lose and, you know, what do they call it? Something Jesus football. I don't
Touchdown Jesus. But think about that. How Christian irrelevant. Of the Catholics to shell out $1.2 million to Marshall, a team that's had a pretty sad legacy. You know, they lost a whole team at one time. And they're getting paid all this money by the
they're
Catholics. That's Marshall, a very Christian thought process.
That Marshall Football Club's a pretty good football club. Yeah. I mean, you know.
You guys had to bring up the Notre Dame piece, right? The Notre Dame season's over already, guys, and we're only two games into the season. We were in the top five, and it's over with.
Over.
It doesn't matter what they do the rest of the year. It's pathetic.
I mean, they're kind of inflated, just like, you know, if they have, you know, a big name, you know, Alabama or Texas or even Georgia to a certain extent, you know, they're already, you know, even if they're going to be okay, you know, everyone votes them in the top five, top 25. I think it's interesting this year, for example, like Pitt is, you know, was in the top 25, and they're not known to have a good college program, even though they're a pretty decent school over the past 4 or 5 years. Penn State's up there, and I don't think they're going to be that great again this year.
Well, there you have it.
But then you got Georgia and Alabama who are playing their players. Nobody's graduating. Nobody can read.
Everybody's paying their players now.
Yeah, not well, Notre Dame's not. I mean,
oh, Michael.
No, come on. You guys are terrible to accuse us of.
It's the Catholic Church. Of course they're paying them. I mean, come on. They're not known to be upstanding citizens.
We only pay on the consequence of a lawsuit. Uh-huh. Come on, guys.
Okay. So now you had another topic there.
Yeah, the second one was, does anyone watch me anymore? So when we first started this lovely What's Trending interview, you asked me if I was watching a football game. No, I'm watching what no really other American is watching. The Emmys are actually tonight on
You're
a Monday.
You're watching the Emmy Awards. That's for television.
Is Succession winning all the awards?
So Succession won Best Actor. It was the husband, I don't remember his name, of the female in the show, the redhead.
Yeah.
He won. But actually, who's cleaning up tonight is a show called White Lotus.
Yeah.
On HBO. It was a miniseries.
Uh-huh.
Great show. Ted Lasso. And my personal favorite, I watch both of those. Those are both great shows. There's a comedy on ABC called Abbott Elementary. And I think, John, you would really like this show. I know you're a big fan of Modern Family.
Yes.
And this show is similar to Parks and Rec and The Office. It's a mockumentary of an elementary school in the inner city in Philadelphia. And they are winning a lot of awards. Their second season will start here in a couple weeks.
But what's the name of the show again?
It's called Abbott.
And what's it on? Where can you watch it?
It's on ABC, or if you stream, it's on Hulu. But I would definitely, John, I think you and Georgianne would really enjoy this show. It's funny, it's quirky, it's light.
Braxton, right? He's never watched an episode of Schitt's Creek.
Well, does he even have Netflix?
Do you have Netflix?
Yeah, I got Netflix.
For somebody who likes Modern Family, Hulu, you would love Schitt's Creek.
I got the Haiku. I got all that stuff.
You would love Schitt's Creek.
All right.
So John's one of those people, like, you know, we buy a lot of political advertising in our business, and you know, there's a certain demographic that just watch reruns, and, you know, are there very likely voters? And John is one of those people that we would like to target on the reruns of that. Yeah. You know, there's people that rewatch every episode of Law and Order SVU. I'm guilty of one of those, but he would be the definition of that. He catches it on PBS on weekends.
Yeah, I was going to say, John's more of a Matlock kind of guy. I can see you being into Matlock and
Barnaby Jones. You can't find a good Barnaby Jones collection out there.
Oh, who's the lawyer that lived in the trailer? One name.
A lawyer in a trailer.
Yeah, it was a lawyer, takes place in California, he lives in a trailer.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you, Barney, and you talk about it all the time.
Oh.
Well, that explains
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
I wouldn't know.
He is Braxton Payne. He always is kind enough to join us at this same time every week.
Thanks, Brax.
Have you a good weekend, okay, pal?
All right. Talk to y'all soon.
All right. That was What's Trending. The Emmy Awards were on. Who knew? I bet nobody's watching that.
Well, everybody's watching Monday Night Football or listening to KMOX.
Big changes at the Post-Dispatch coming. We'll break it down for you after this on KMOX.
They're getting a king?
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
All right, I was a little off. He wasn't a lawyer. He was a private investigator.
The Rockford Files.
The Rockford Files.
James Garner.
But it was close, right? Rockford. You have to know the law to be a private investigator.
Stuart Margulies is his buddy.
Do you remember what he'd get paid?
$200 a day plus expenses.
And what kind of stuff would he solve?
All kinds of things.
Murders?
Yeah, he might have murder.
Robbery.
Have somebody missing.
Kidnapping.
Disappearing. Yeah, kidnapping. It was a great show with a great theme song. That theme song is a winner.
Really?
Yeah.
That, that digital sound?
Yeah.
I thought
it'd
do it for me.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Now you got a little electric guitar riff going on there.
Yeah. So was this a must-see TV for John Hancock?
Yeah. No, I love it.
How old would you have been when Rockford was on?
11, 12, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. Yeah.
The whole family sit around and watch those programs?
Some.
Yeah.
My father, his appointment television was T.J. Hooker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah, right.
I was into Heather Locklear myself.
Yeah.
He's a right-thinking kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, T.J. Hooker had, what's his name, Commander Kirk or Captain
that
Kirk.
He was T.J. Hooker.
Yeah, he was.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
Who was in his 90s now.
Mm-hmm.
And just flew in the rocket ship not too long ago.
Yeah. What about, did you used to watch MASH?
I did.
The
yep.
whole family
yep.
would watch
whole family
MASH?
Watch MASH.
Dallas?
No. Never got into that.
See, those shows, I remember those when I was younger. Those MASH.
I bet your sisters were all over Dallas.
Dallas. You know, there's a couple of those types of programs that everybody would sit around and watch every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that anymore.
No, that's really true. Well, nobody wants to sit through the commercials.
Well, no, but unless you come to your house for dinner, then you have to sit through Modern Family.
We do sometimes watch.
So I go out to his house for dinner one night. He finally took me to dinner and had his wife cook, and it was delicious, by the way.
It was delicious.
And so we're sitting there, and he says, Kelly, I'm going to show you what I like to watch. And he goes to his DVR, you know, that's his, like, digital recording device. He's got, like, 50 recorded shows of Modern Family.
Well, you never
and,
know.
And so we'll be watching it. He'll be like, oh, this one's great. This one's great. Wait for this line. This is going to be funny. This is going to be funny. Good for you.
It's a great show. It was a great, great. Did you watch it? Were you a Modern Family guy?
No, I never got into it.
Never did.
Never really gave it a chance, though.
You watched Schitt's Creek?
No.
Really?
I'm behind.
But you said you had watched, like, Magnum P.I.?
I like Magnum. I like.
How old are you, Matt Pajeski?
I'm 23.
You are an old soul to be sitting around watching Magnum P.I.
Well, it's that's cool. When television was something.
You Hill know. Street Blues.
Yep, yep.
That was a good program.
It was a good program.
L.A. Law?
Yeah, I never got into it.
Really?
No,
never. Oh, I watched L.A. Law.
Huh.
I watched L.A. Law. Lots of things are changing, and now the funny pages are changing.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, the Post-Dispatch is cutting back on the number of comic strips.
How much more can they cut back?
Well, they're going to half the puzzles starting tomorrow, and they're going to increase the games and puzzles, which I think is a good move.
Because you're a game player.
Yeah.
You play
Sudoku. I mean, I'll do the crossword puzzle. I mean, I used to do the crossword puzzles, but I like the Sudoku. But I only do them on Friday and Saturday.
Well, but now that they're going to expand it, do you think they're going to make it more challenging
we'll
for
see.
You?
We'll see. The way it works, the same with the crossword puzzles, they get increasingly more difficult as the week goes on. So Mondays are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Saturday's the hardest,
yeah.
And Sunday's kind of a relaxing one.
Sunday's
right?
The one that it's the multi-cubes, so it's you got multiple Sudokus that you have to work all together. It's, but they're not particularly difficult.
Yeah.
But the Saturday can be a head-scratcher.
But it's all mathematical. I mean, it can only be certain numbers, so it
has
can't
to be exactly,
hard.
Well... I'll hand you one. See.
I don't want to do it. I got a life. Sitting with a newspaper. What are you? I mean, what am I? Is this 1970? You gonna give me a pipe and some slippers too?
Well, I mean, I think it's good for the brain.
Yeah.
I mean, you see how my brain works.
Uh huh.
And it that is because I do these puzzles.
Well, maybe you ought to be doing directional puzzles, like you know, like. What direction are you facing right now and have to figure that out?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can do mindless number games.
Not mindless.
But you can't make your way out of a building without help.
No, I'm a little directionally challenged. That is true. But these puzzles, I'm telling you, Michael, it would sharpen your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would find yourself amazed at what you could retain in the brain.
Yeah. Do you ever have a paper route?
No.
No? I always wanted one.
We were always used to talk about buying one. My dad did, and they said, you know, you'd have to get up at 3 in the morning. And I said, I don't think I'm for that.
I know a bunch of my buddies who threw papers when they were younger, and they said it was hard, man. They'd get up at 5 o'clock in the morning before the sun comes up. And in those days, they dropped the papers, and then you had to wrap them yourself.
Yeah.
If it was raining, you had to throw them in the plastic.
Right.
Otherwise, you could use, like, a machine and get the rope tied around it, and then you had to go deliver them. And he said the worst part of it was that once a month you had to go collect the money. And, you know, some people wouldn't answer the door for, a 10-year-old kid delivering your paper for a month, and now you're not going to answer the door. Kind of a jerk are you?
Well, they're out there. They're out there. I still get the paper delivered on my driveway. Yeah.
I do it digitally.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the games are on the digital stuff.
They're in the everyday section. On the digital stuff.
Because I read the paper online now. I quit doing the paper thing.
I love paper. I love that.
Well, the paper wasn't showing up. Does your paper show up every day?
Just about, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You must pay the bill.
I do.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's gotten expensive, though.
Yeah, but I paid the bill for a long time. It wouldn't come to when you live in a building, everybody's stealing your paper.
Yeah, that's no good.
Now, I do like to purchase the Sunday New York Times.
Yeah.
Mainly because there's a magazine inside of it on Sundays that's called the New York Times Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent magazine. It's worth the $5 they charge you for the paper.
Paper's $5 now.
Well, I think it may be more than that for on a Sunday now. It may be up to $7-$9.
Huh.
But the New York Times, man, it's got the Sunday, you can't read it all. So what I've decided is I pick and choose what I'm going to read from the news stories on a Sunday New York Times. And I get that magazine. And then I hold that magazine and I read on that all week.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Remember when Parade magazine used to come in the paper?
Yes, I do on Sundays.
Yeah. Did you play the games inside Parade?
I'd check it out. They weren't very challenging.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be at a pretty high. I mean, I don't like to talk, but you've got to be at a pretty high level of game to get my attention.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you never got into chess.
I played chess.
Yeah, but you never got into it.
And
I mean, the way you get obsessed with things like Sudoku and snooker.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only S words you get obsessed with.
No, when I was younger, I played a lot of chess.
Did you?
Yeah. It's good. Also good for the brain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the chess tournament's going on right here in St. Louis right now.
The Sinkfield Cup.
Yeah.
And they had a controversy earlier in the week. I don't know if you heard
here?
About it. Yeah.
No.
Magnus Carlsen, the number one world champion tennis or chess player in the world, believed his opponent was cheating.
How?
Having buzzing devices in his anal cavity.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? That was the allegation. And, of course, the other fellow denied having done so.
Uh-huh.
But, Magnus Carlsen was defeated by the guy with the buzzing.
You're not making this up.
No, I'm not making
it up.
Was
this in the newspaper?
Yeah, it was in the news. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
How come you didn't send me this article? I would have been riveted to this.
Buzzing balls on his butt. And that's apparently how they were communicating the next move.
And do you believe it?
I don't.
And what did they do to find out whether or not he was doing it?
I don't know,
who comes up with that idea? Who says to Magnus, you know what? I think this guy's got something in his,
Yeah.
In that last half of your name there, Magnus.
Yeah, right.
I think he's got something there, and it's buzzing.
Yeah.
But what would the buzzes mean? Like, you know, two buzzes mean to make the horse move?
I don't know. That's what I couldn't figure out.
Yeah.
I mean, because you've got to, you know, there's a lot of 16 pieces on that board you've got to control.
Yeah, that's a lot of buzzing going
so
on.
So you got to, and now every spot's got a letter and a number associated with it on the board. So you could do it that way. You could take, say, your bishop's back there, and it's would be, what, C? One or both.
I don't understand. So, like, did they nearly have a fist fight or a square off?
I didn't bring it up because I didn't really delve deeply into it.
Well, this is a story that I would read word for word. I mean, come on, this is pretty crazy, right? The world's greatest chess player.
Yeah. I can help you a bit because the DGS was talking about this a few days ago.
Yeah.
So this guy was a notorious cheater on online chess. So he's got a history of cheating. So that's why they suspected something might be up.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So Yeah, but, I don't know what made them deduct.
Come to that theory that he was putting things that I want. Listen, this.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
We're on the 1-2.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
All right, I was a little off. He wasn't a lawyer. He was a private investigator.
The Rockford Files.
The Rockford Files.
James Garner.
But it was close, Jim, right? Rockford. You have to know the law to be a private investigator.
Stuart Margulies is his buddy.
Do you remember what he'd get paid?
$200 a day plus expenses.
And what kind of stuff would he solve?
All kinds of things.
Murders?
Yeah, he might have murder.
Robbery.
Somebody missing.
Kidnapping.
Disappearing. Yeah, kidnapping. Yeah. It was a great show with a great theme song. That theme song is a winner.
Really?
Yeah.
That, that digital sound?
Yeah,
it's really nice. I thought you'd do it for me.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. Now you got a little electric guitar riff going on there.
Yeah. Yeah. So was this a must-see TV for John Hancock?
Yeah, no, I love it.
How old would you have been when Rockford was on?
11, 12, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. Yeah.
The whole family sit around and watch those programs?
Some.
Yeah.
my father, his appointment television was T.J. Hooker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't blame him.
Yeah, right.
I was into Heather Locklear myself.
Yeah.
He's a right-thinking kind of guy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, T.J. Hooker had, what's his name, Commander Kirk or Captain
that
Kirk.
He was T.J. Hooker.
Yeah, he was.
William Shatner.
Yeah.
Who is in his 90s now and just flew in the rocket ship not too long ago.
Yeah. What about, did you used to watch MASH?
I did.
The whole family would watch
MASH?
The
whole family
watched MASH. Dallas?
No. None, never got into that.
See, those shows, I remember those when I was younger. The, those, MASH.
I bet your sisters were all over Dallas.
You know, there's a couple of those types of programs that everybody would sit around and watch every week.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have that anymore.
No, that's really true. Well, nobody wants to sit through the commercials.
Well, no, but unless you come to your house for dinner, then you have to sit through Modern Family.
We do sometimes watch.
So I go out to his house for dinner one night. He finally took me to dinner and had his wife cook, and it was delicious, by the way.
It was delicious.
And so we're sitting there, and he says, Kelly, I'm going to show you what I like to watch. And he goes to his DVR, you know, that's his, like, digital recording device. He's got, like, 50 recorded shows of Modern Family.
Well, you never
and so we'll be watching it. He'll be like, oh, this one's great. This one's great. Wait for this line. This is going to be funny. This is going to be funny. Good for you.
It's a great show. It was a great. Did you watch it? Were you a Modern Family guy?
No, I never got into it.
Never did.
Never really gave it a chance, though.
You watched Schitt's Creek?
No.
Really?
I'm behind.
But you said you had watched, like, Magnum P.I.?
I like Magnum. I like.
How old are you, Matt Pajeski?
I'm 23.
You are an old soul to be sitting around watching Magnum P.I.
Well, that's cool. When television was something.
Hill Street Blues.
Yep.
That was a good program.
It was a good program.
L.A. Law?
Yeah, I never got into it.
Really?
No,
never. Oh, I watched L.A. Law.
Huh.
I watched L.A. Law. Lots of things are changing, and now the funny pages are changing.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, the Post-Dispatch is cutting back on the number of comic strips.
How much more can they cut back?
Well, they're going to half the puzzles starting tomorrow,
uh-huh.
And they're going to increase the games and puzzles, which I think is a good move.
Because you're a game player.
Yeah.
You play
Sudoku. I mean, I'll do the crossword puzzle. I mean, I used to do the crossword puzzles, but I like the Sudoku. But I only do them on Friday and Saturday.
Well, now that they're going to expand it, do you think they're going to make it more challenging
for you? We'll see. The way it works, the same with the crossword puzzles, they get increasingly more difficult as the week goes on. So Mondays are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. Saturday's the hardest,
yeah.
And Sunday's kind of a relaxing one.
Sunday's
right?
The one that it's the multi-cubes, so it's you got multiple Sudokus that you have to work all together. It's, but they're not particularly difficult.
Yeah.
But the Saturday can be a head-scratcher.
But it's all mathematical. I mean, it can only be certain numbers, so
it has
can't
to be exactly,
hard.
Well... I'll hand you one. See.
I don't want to do it. I got a life. Sitting with a newspaper. What are you? I mean, what am I? Is this 1970? You gonna get me a pipe and some slippers too?
Well, I mean, I think it's good for the brain.
Yeah.
I mean, you see how my brain works.
Uh huh.
And it that is because I do these puzzles.
Well, maybe you ought to be doing directional puzzles, what direction are you facing right now and have to figure that out?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You can do mindless number games.
Not mindless.
But you can't make your way out of a building without help.
No, I'm a little directionally challenged. That is true. But these puzzles, I'm telling you, Michael, it would sharpen your brain.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would find yourself amazed at what you could retain in the brain.
Yeah. Do you ever have a paper route?
No.
No? I always wanted one.
We were always used to talk about buying one. My dad did, and they said, you know, you'd have to get up at 3 a.m. And I said,
I don't think
I'm for that.
I know a bunch of my buddies who threw papers when they were younger, and they said it was hard, man. They'd get up at 5 a.m. before the sun comes up. And in those days, they dropped the papers, and then you had to wrap them yourself.
Yeah.
If it was raining, you had to throw them in the plastic.
Right.
Otherwise, you could use like a machine and get the rope tied around it, and then you had to go deliver them. And he said the worst part of it was that once a month you had to go collect the money. And, you know, some people wouldn't answer the door for, a 10-year-old kid delivering your paper for a month and now you're not going to answer the door. Kind of a jerk are you?
Well, they're out there. They're out there. I still get the paper delivered on my driveway. Yeah.
I do it digitally.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the games are on the digital stuff.
They're in the everyday section. Oh, yeah, on the digital.
On the digital stuff. Because I read the paper online now.
I
quit doing the paper thing.
I love paper. I love that newspaper.
Well, the paper wasn't showing up. Does your paper show up every day?
Just about, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you must pay the bill.
I do.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's gotten expensive, though.
Yeah, but
like
I paid the bill for a long time.
A year.
Then when you live in a building, everybody's stealing your paper.
Yeah, that's no good.
Now, I do like to purchase the Sunday New York Times.
Yeah.
Mainly because there's a magazine inside of it on Sundays that's called the New York Times Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That's an excellent magazine. It's worth the $5 they charge you for the paper.
Paper's $5 now.
Well, I think it may be more than that for on a Sunday now. It may be up to $7-$9.
Huh.
But the New York Times, man, it's got that the Sunday, you can't read it all. So what I've decided is I pick and choose what I'm going to read from the news stories on a Sunday New York Times. And I get that magazine. And then I hold that magazine and I read on that all week.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Remember when Parade magazine used to come in the paper?
Yes, I do on Sundays.
Yeah. Did you play the games inside Parade?
I'd check it out. They weren't very challenging.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be at a pretty high. I mean, I don't like to talk, but you've got to be at a pretty high level of game to get my attention.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised you never got into chess.
I played chess.
Yeah, but you never got into it. The way you get obsessed with things like Sudoku and snooker.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only S words you get obsessed with.
When I was younger, I played a lot of chess.
Did you?
Yeah. Also good for the brain.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the chess tournament's going on right here in St. Louis right now.
The Sinkfield Cup.
Yeah.
And they had a controversy earlier in the week. I don't know if you heard
here?
About it. Yeah.
No.
Magnus Carlsen, the number one world champion tennis or chess player in the world,
right,
believed his opponent was cheating.
How?
Having buzzing devices in his anal cavity.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding
me? That was the allegation. And, of course, the other fellow denied having done so.
Uh-huh.
But, Magnus Carlsen was defeated by the guy with the buzzing.
You're not making this up.
No, I'm not making
it up. Was this in the newspaper?
Yeah, it was in the news. It was in the Wall Street Journal.
How come you didn't send me this article? I would have been riveted to this.
Buzzing balls on his butt. And that's apparently how they were communicating the next move.
And do you believe it?
I don't.
And what did they do to find out whether or not he was doing it?
I don't know.
Who comes up with that idea? Who says to Magnus, you know what? I think this guy's got something in his,
Yeah.
In that last half of your name there, Magnus.
Yeah,
right. I think he's got something there, and it's buzzing.
Yeah.
But what would the buzzes mean? Like, you know, two buzzes means make the horse move?
I don't know. That's what I couldn't figure out. Yeah. I mean, because you've got to, you know, there's a lot of 16 pieces on that board you've got to control.
Yeah, that's a lot of buzzing going
on. So you got to, and now every spot's got a letter and a number associated with it on the board. So you could do it that way. You could take, say, your bishop's back there, and it's would be, what, C? One or both.
I don't understand. So, like, did they have a fist fight or a square off?
I didn't bring it up because I didn't really delve deeply into it.
Well, this is a story that I would read word for word. I mean, come on, this is pretty crazy, right? The world's greatest chess
player. Yeah. I can help you a bit because the DGS was talking about this a few days ago.
Yeah.
So this guy was a notorious cheater on online chess. So he's got a history of cheating. So that's why they suspected something might be up. I don't know what made them deduct.
Come to that theory that he was putting things. This is a 60-minute special.
Yeah.
We need a full, complete rundown of exactly what happened.
The buzzing balls in the butt apparently is not is frowned upon in the chess world.
I can only imagine.
And so, yeah.
Yeah. You know what Magnus said to the guy?
What?
Stuff it.
Yeah. Yeah. He was not happy. He's Michael Kelly, and I'm John Hancock. We got nothing going on in the butt. We'll see you after this on KOX.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hancock and Kelly taking it all the way up to 10 o'clock where you'll get the news, probably the latest on the Queen. You'll really like to hear about that. Guess what? She's laying in the same place she was earlier. She'll be there for 3 more days, and then they'll move her to London where they'll lay her for a while longer there.
It's the Queen's body.
And then they'll get a bunch of horses to walk around her, and then they'll have a funeral. 10 days of this we're going to have watching this.
It's a nation in mourning.
I understand, and I'm very sorry for them, and it's sad, but... all the news shows from America and stuff are there. They should be covering Albert Pujols.
Well, they should.
Can agree on something.
Yes. Well, and you know, how poetic is this that this is happening in St. Louis? I never thought when he left here.
Right.
He signed that 10-year contract. He was going to be 42 years old when the contract was over.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a 10-year personal services contract with the Angels.
Yeah.
And I just never thought when he came to town as an Angel for the last time, I remember saying that's the last time we'll ever see Albert Pujols play a game in St. Louis.
Right.
And here he is doing what he's doing, and he's doing it better than he's done it in years. The last several years with Anaheim, he was often injured. He was dealing with that plantar fasciitis, and he's made some pretty remarkable plays in the field when he's played first base.
Totally.
He's made a couple of diving plays over there. He's really looked good.
Yeah, he's not just phoning it in.
He's one of the best players on this team.
Totally, and he's contributing. And, you know, one of the things I heard Tom Ackerman and Danny Mac said it on the broadcast this weekend, you know, this guy wants to win. He's motivated by winning. Yes, he's there. He's helping some of the younger players and stuff. But at the end of the day, I think he thinks that this is maybe another shot at another ring. And how fitting would that be after 10 years in Anaheim that if he were to get another ring, all three of them would have come from right
what
here?
What did he win? One playoff game, I think, in the 10 years over there? Something like your one playoff series they had? I mean, it was really...
Did you see the stat that Rich Gould put out today?
Bring it.
I'm going to, boy. It was unbelievable. It's about Yadier Molina. I can't wait to read more about this. Where is it? Okay, here it is.
Yes.
As of Sunday, Yadier Molina has played 2,900 games since he debuted in 2004.
Yeah.
Of those 2,900 games, only 24 of those games were the Cardinals not in contention.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Well, 2,900 games.
Yeah,
only 24 of them that they didn't have a chance.
And it's remarkable, and most of those were probably in 2009. But what's remarkable is that, you know, this franchise has been so consistent for so many years. That's hard to do in any sport. Why? Because your draft position is always in the middle. So you all of those years never getting a top three draft pick in the baseball draft. And the Blues, equally remarkable in that regard, because, you know, these teams that collapse, they get the better draft choices, and ones that rip their teams apart. And we saw it all happen at the trading deadline this year. The Cubs are rebuilding. The Pirates, I don't know what the Pirates are doing. But, yeah, it's truly remarkable what this franchise has accomplished.
Yeah, this week is going to be another historic week, regardless of what Albert does, because Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina are going to break the record for the most games together as a battery.
Which is a remarkable record, and it's a record that will never be broken.
Hmm.
Just given the longevity of things in the free agent, the era of free agency, for a pitcher and catcher to stay in the same team for that many years at that high of a level, it's just that record will never be broken.
And Adam, what a special man he is. He's got to hit a little hiccup here for the last couple of games, hasn't he?
Yeah, and his mechanics are out of whack, I think, and hope that's what it is, you know, because he's 2-3 miles an hour off on his fastball. And, you know, he needs that fastball to play so that it's because you've got to set up your wicked curveball. He's got a very good cutter, too. And his mechanics have been off. His location has been off, which he's always had pinpoint location. So hopefully he can get those mechanical issues figured out and be back at it.
How about all the rest that both Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado have gotten over the last couple of days? It's rare that you get 2 days in a row like Paul Goldschmidt did. Obviously, Albert should get a lot of playing time here in the last couple of games of the season, but this is going to be a well-rested team as we head towards the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, with these two games with Milwaukee, if the Cardinals can win both of those, the division race will be essentially over at that point. And then you start looking ahead. You know, the Mets and Braves are going back and forth in the NL East for first place. But if the Cardinals can catch that NL East division leader and surpass their record, the Cardinals get a first-round bye in the playoffs.
Yeah, do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's less you have to do.
But once a team's hot, it's hot, right? Like,
yeah.
You have seen these times where a team finishes early and they just chill out.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that with this ball club. We've got a lot of people on this ball club that have been there and done that.
He is John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We thank you so much for spending your Monday evening with us. We'll be back in on whatever Monday the Cardinals don't play again.
That'll be next Monday.
Are we back here next Monday?
We're back here next Monday.
And we will be here this coming Friday from 8:30 to 10 o'clock right here on the Mighty Mox. I am. It'll be Hancock and Kelly is in town.
That's hard to believe. Of course, you can catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 here in St. Louis. It's a fine, fine program. I want to thank Matt Pajeski, PJ, doing a tremendous job on the board. Couldn't do it without him.
Most talented guy here at Game of Wax.
He's a great guy. Hey, we'll see you. The Best of Glover is next.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Hancock and Kelly taking it all the way up to 10 o'clock where you'll get the news. Probably the latest on the Queen. You'll really like to hear about that. Guess what? She's laying in the same place she was earlier. She'll be there for three more days, and then they'll move her to London, where they'll lay her for a while longer there.
It's the Queen's body.
And then they'll get a bunch of horses to walk around her, and then they'll have a funeral. 10 days of this we're going to have watching this.
It's a nation in mourning.
I understand, and I'm very sorry for them, and it's sad. But all the news shows from America and stuff are there. They should be covering Albert Pujols.
Well, they should.
Well, finally, really we should. Can agree on something.
Yes. Well, and you know, how poetic is this that this is happening in St. Louis? I never thought when he left here.
Right.
He signed that 10-year contract. He was going to be 42 years old when the contract was over.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a 10-year personal services contract with the Angels.
Yeah.
And I just never thought when he came to town as an Angel for the last time, I remember saying, that's the last time we'll ever see Albert Pujols play a game in St. Louis.
Right.
And here he is doing what he's doing. And he's doing it better than he's done it in years. In the last several years with Anaheim, he was often injured. He was dealing with that plantar fasciitis. And, you know, he's made some pretty remarkable plays in the field when he's played first base.
Totally.
He's made a couple of diving plays over there. He's really looked good.
Yeah, he's not just phoning it in.
He's one of the best players on this team.
Totally. And he's contributing. And, you know, one of the things I heard Tom Ackerman and Danny Mac said it on the broadcast this weekend, you know, this guy wants to win.
Yeah.
He's motivated by winning. Yes, he's there. He's helping some of the younger players and stuff. But at the end of the day, I think he thinks that this is maybe another shot at another ring. And how fitting would that be after 10 years in Anaheim that if he were to get another ring, all three of them would have come from right
what
here.
What did he win? One playoff game, I think, in the 10 years over there? Like your one playoff series they had? I mean, it was really...
Did you see the stat that Rich Gould put out today?
Bring it.
I'm going to. Boy, it was unbelievable. It's about Yadier Molina. I can't wait to read more about this. Where is it? Okay, here it is.
Yes.
As of Sunday, Yadier Molina has played 2,900 games since he debuted in 2004.
Yeah.
Of those 2,900 games, only 24 of those games were the Cardinals not in contention.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Well, 2,900 games.
Yeah,
only 24 of them that they didn't have a chance.
And it's remarkable, and most of those were probably in 2009. But what's remarkable is that, you know, this franchise has been so consistent for so many years. That's hard to do in any sport. Why? Because your draft position is always in the middle. So you all of those years never getting a top three draft pick in the baseball draft. And the Blues, equally remarkable in that regard, because, you know, these teams that collapse, they get the better draft choices and ones that rip their teams apart. And we saw it all happen at the trading deadline this year. The Cubs are rebuilding. The Pirates, I don't know what the Pirates are doing. But, yeah, it's truly remarkable what this franchise has accomplished.
Yeah, this week is going to be another historic week, regardless of what Albert does, because Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina are going to break the record for the most games together as a battery.
Which is a remarkable record, and it's a record that will never be broken.
Hmm.
just given the longevity of things in the free agent, the era of free agency, for a pitcher and catcher to stay in the same team for that many years at that high of a level, it's just that record will never be broken.
And Adam, what a special man he is. He's got a hit a little hiccup here for the last couple of games, hasn't he?
Yeah, and his mechanics are out of whack, I think, and hope that's what it is, you know, because he's 2-3 miles an hour off on his fastball. And, you know, he needs that fastball to play so that it's, because you've got to set up your wicked curveball. He's got a very good cutter, too. And his mechanics have been off. His location has been off, which he's always had pinpoint location. So hopefully he can get those mechanical issues figured out and be back at it.
How about all the rest that both Paul Goldschmidt and Nolan Arenado have gotten over the last couple of days? It's rare that you get 2 days in a row like Paul Goldschmidt did. Obviously, Albert should get a lot of playing time here in the last couple of games of the season, but this is going to be a well-rested team as we head towards the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's right. And, you know, with these two games with Milwaukee, if the Cardinals can win both of those, the division race will be essentially over at that point. And then you start looking ahead. You know, the Mets and Braves are going back and forth in the NL East for first place. But if the Cardinals can catch that NL East division leader and surpass their record, the Cardinals get a first-round bye in the playoffs.
Yeah, do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's less you have to do.
Yeah, but once a team's hot, it's hot, right? Like, yeah. You have seen these times where a team finishes early and they just chill out.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that with this ball club. We've got a lot of people on this ball club that have been there and done that.
He is John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. We thank you so much for spending your Monday evening with us. We'll be back in on whatever Monday the Cardinals don't play again.
That'll be next Monday.
Are we back here next Monday?
We're back here next Monday.
And we will be here this coming Friday from 8:30 to 10 o'clock right here on the Mighty Mox. I am. It'll be Hancock and Kelly is in town.
That's hard to believe. Of course, you can catch us Sunday mornings at 8:30 on Fox 2 here in St. Louis. It's a fine, fine program. I want to thank Matt Pajeski, PJ, doing a tremendous job on the board. Couldn't do it without him.
Most talented guy here at KMOX.
He's a great guy. Hey, we'll see you. The Best of Glover is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to
Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.